Now, the global doping agency, WADA, set to review whether cannabis should continue to be a banned substance. US Shikari Richardson, of course, she put this front and centre, didn't make the Olympics because of it. Now, the former Olympian Emeritus Professor in Sports Medicine at Otago University, Dave Girard, is back with us. Dave, morning to you.
Oh, morena, Mike.
What specifically do they review? Is it the enhancing part, the performance-enhancing part of any drug?
Now, what they're debating here, Mike, is whether or not a drug like marijuana, which for the most part, I would imagine 99% of the times is being used recreationally, should be mandated the same way as real ergogenic substances like anabolic steroids and stimulants. So there's a debate over which camp it should fall into, recreational or really performance enhancing.
Is it a big debate? Is it a tightly held debate or is it a fairly obvious debate?
Well, it's a continuing debate. Since about 2004, when marijuana came under the microscope, WADA declared that it would be on the prohibited list, and that's an argument and debate we can't relitigate here. A panel of experts put it on the list, and that's where it is, so it's a banned substance, but only banned in competition. The problem here, Mike, is that if somebody smokes marijuana a week from competition, there are often traces of THC still in the urine. And if they're tested in competition, they could return an adverse finding, which is a positive test.
Is the legality in any given jurisdiction globally got anything to do with it at all or not?
Now, under these circumstances, no. The WADA list is global, despite what it says and might say in your country or your state, where marijuana may be legal. WADA proposes and enforces, and appropriately so, a global list of prohibited substances in sports. So despite what might happen in your hometown or home country, if you're competing and you're under the jurisdiction of WADA as an elite athlete, you must comply with the rules and regulations. And this is where Ms. Richardson really fell foul of the system.
Exactly. What about the effect? Does it vary from sport to sport? And if it does, do they take that into consideration?
Well, not really. I mean, I put myself in the camp of people who doubt its performance-enhancing capabilities, of course. I think if you're high on marijuana, it's unlikely that your hand-eye coordination and precision in sports would be enhanced. But that's another debate for another day. Mm. So it could be a matter of safety in sports where speed and, as I say, precision are important, say motor racing or downhill skiing. You could, under the influence of marijuana, be subject to hazardous actions and activities which could endanger yourself or spectators.
Well, let's see where it goes. Dave, appreciate it very much. Dave Girard, former Olympian Emeritus Professor in Sports Medicine at Otago University.